Space Volume 2. On today's special Halloween episode, we talk about what scares natural-born killers. Follow Ear Space Podcast on Instagram for spooky photos of the guests and links to their social media. Shout out to Rock 10 Productions for making this all possible.
Welcome to Fear Space Volume 2. We are joined here by the full NBK. They were on the podcast before. Welcome back, plus new person.
My name is Zach. I'm the third person on NBK.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, welcome for this very spooky episode of Fear Space. Happy Halloween. Do you guys fucking eat candy and shit, or is it...
You know what sucks?
Do you celebrate Halloween?
Yeah, I eat candy.
Candy corn sucks.
Yo, no.
Candy corn?
Wrong. Candy corn?
You say candy coins?
Candy corn.
Yeah.
Shit's garbage, right?
Yeah, it's not the greatest.
Yeah, thank you.
How I'm on Zach. No,
what?
Candy corn's great.
It's bad.
No,
it's the best candy ever.
You fuck with it?
It's Halloween.
What are you talking about?
Candy corn out.
He licked windows as a kid, so anything tastes good.
What are you talking about?
Candy corn is gross.
It's amazing. It's just pure sugar.
Yeah, it's literally just Halloween sugar.
It's the only candy that like gives me an upset stomach because of how strong it is. Like I can just eat it and eat it and eat it, but then I get like sick.
But you like it.
Yeah, I love it.
You're like, I know that this is going to make me sick, but I'm going
to
eat it anyways.
I'll just like drink some water, calm myself down, and
grave,
go right back at it.
To the grave. Just puke real quick and continue on.
It's like, it's
been drinking. Don't eat candy corn and drive, please.
It's fucking weird, man.
Forget I said that.
Hey, shout out to candy corn.
Yeah, for real.
So you guys, do you celebrate Halloween? Are you like Halloween folks? I know some people are like really fucking into it.
The only holiday we actually celebrate.
Yeah. Like yeah.
If you saw our house,
yeah,
it's covered
in Halloween. Shit.
Yeah.
What is that?
Like, oh,
what do you mean?
My bad.
Quit touching. Damn.
Sorry. I'm facing everybody and I'm in the corner. There's Halloween decorations everywhere. We have what's the big guy? Texas Chainsaw?
Mm. Yeah.
Leatherface. We have like a door cover.
Nice.
It's Leatherface, like slamming the door.
You're making this sound
got
so lame.
Trick or treat. There's like
scary.
Skeletons
masks
everywhere. Skeletons.
You got, are you like, do you do like the lights and shit too?
Oh, yeah. There's pumpkins everywhere.
Word.
Real, fake, scary ones. I'm scared of those.
There's big spiders on the walls and stuff.
Yeah, giant spiders.
Sick.
Got like actual aliens. Spiders in there.
You got a fog machine.
Actually, we were at the Halloween store the other day, and I picked it up, and I was like, $40 ain't bad.
Ain't bad.
I'm considering it.
Yeah.
Because, like...
It's a fog machine.
Yeah.
And then you'll have a fog machine.
Yeah.
You know I mean?
Put it in my room or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Keep it,
use
like,
it in my room.
Can you imagine bringing a girl over? And
welcome to the
hang
fog.
Hang on, babe.
Click a button.
Room's all foggy.
That'd be fucking sick, dude. We should get a fog machine in here, too.
Hell yeah.
We don't have any windows, so it'd be perfect.
After Halloween, they go on sale.
Yeah.
That's true.
Cheap.
That makes sense.
You could stock up for next year. Yeah. Do you like Halloween?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool, you know? Halloween's neat. As the one that's like, hey, we're going to do this Halloween podcast. I'm like, I don't really give that much of a shit. No, it's cool. I like to fucking, I like to go out there and like dress up as something cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fucking scare kids and shit. Jump out of bushes.
Chase fucking people at night. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got this year? What's the costume?
I'm kind of up in the air. I've always wanted to, like, when I was younger, I dressed up as a carrot one year because I was going to a Halloween party and I was like, yo, there's always like Playboy bunnies and shit. I'll be a carrot. It's a phallic joke
good.
You know,
dude,
bunnies eat carrots.
Shit. Yeah,
that's
but
good.
I can't really do that now. It's more of like trying to figure out a couple's costume, myself and my lady, and we're kind of in between a bunch of different things. Like a couple years ago, I was I have this big fur coat. I put that on, and she put on an orange hoodie, and she was Kenny from South Park, and I was like a bear that killed her or some shit. That was a good one.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, trying to think of something like silly. And then one year, like, I was real fucking lazy about it, and she went super hard, did like all this really cool makeup and shit, did some like really realistic like cuts and blood and all this other shit. And I just put like a little bit of fake blood on a shirt, and I was like, I'm the guy that killed this lady, you know? That one wasn't really that good. But yeah, I don't know what we're going to do yet. I'm not 100% sure. There's a costume contest that's happening soon, and that's it's like $300 if you win. So I'm like,
shit,
that's kind of cool.
Now you got to put in
some effort.
Yeah. I had some ideas that were not the greatest ideas. I'll tell you off mic or something. But yeah.
Zach, you dressing up with your lady?
Trying to this year, yeah. Sure. I don't know what I'm going to do, but
yeah.
I was kind of just planning on going into the Halloween store and just looking around. Oh, I have no ideas, like, what to do.
Might go and have some good ideas.
I didn't have clever Halloween ideas as a kid either, so it's like, not. I dressed up as a truck driver one year. I just had long hair and a beard.
Fuck yeah.
Just marker on my face was my beard.
Hell yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm a truck driver. It's like, not all truck drivers look like that, but
you remember when I was a serial killer?
That was good though.
I had a bunch of cereal boxes,
nice,
like hung around my neck,
yeah,
and they were like covered in blood and like pieces of cereal.
That's smart.
And, like, knives sticking out of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's good.
I like that. That's good. What, you ever dress up as anything cool?
My costumes were mid. I got two ideas this year, but I don't think I can do them.
What are they?
First one, I was like, yeah, OJ. Okay. I could go as OJ.
Oh, like blackface?
No. Oh, no. Yeah, I was going to skip the face. I was just going to, like, wear gloves
that didn't fit.
Get his jersey.
I feel like that's a little more.
And then I was like, that's cool. Acceptable. Yeah. And then I realized I couldn't do blackface. I was like, ah. Now, then the other one's I was going to be a pimp, but I can't talk to women. So,
dude, the pimp one would be cool.
Right? Drive my car.
Pimp name Slimback.
Go down to, like, Salval or something. Get some cool leisure suit.
Go down to Water Street and get some women.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, actually. I've always heard that there's prostitutes down on Water Street. Never seen one.
Nope. He's down there all the time.
Yeah, I'm looking.
They
told me they were here.
Shaking quarters.
He's got a Ziploc with coins.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty scary. That's why it's called Quarters. Like, talk about, you know, spooky season. You can hang out down there at night.
Yeah.
Be kind of scary. You know,
a lot of lizards.
Yeah. Hey, truck driver.
Yeah. Be a truck driver, and your girl could be a lot lizard.
Actually, that's not a bad
idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you be the pimp?
That's pretty good.
I should be the lot lizard.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good switch up. I like that.
Yeah. There you go.
Or something to skip. Wear some fishnets.
Yeah, bro. Dress to the nines.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
There we go. We figured out your costume.
It's not a bad idea. Just might do that.
Are you doing something this year?
Have you seen, I'll give one. Have you seen Gone Girl?
That fucking sucks.
We thought of doing, you remember, spoilers, listeners, sorry.
I mean, I saw the movie like fucking 12 years ago or whenever it came out.
Remember the part at the end? She's got the dress, it's covered in blood, and she goes home, crashes the car out front.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay.
You're painting the picture.
There's,
Yeah. So you're going to,
bloody dress.
Yeah.
You know, she comes home. Spoilers for the movie, context, etc. So just, I'd be wearing a blue shirt, you know, dressed like Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And then my girl would be covered in blood, looking like Carrie. But
yeah,
it's kind of a niche thing.
Yeah. That's terrible.
No, that's fun. Because then people. Yeah,
she's going to wear a dress and he's going to wear a t-shirt.
No, it's a bloody dress.
Two thumbs down.
No, that's thumbs up.
It's a lot lizard was better.
Yeah, but only if you wear the fishnets. If you're the lot lizard.
How would you like dress up like Ben Affleck? Like, what would you.
Just Batman.
I feel like that's pretty easy. Just wear an open button-up shirt, carry on Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I feel like that's Ben Affleck. That'd anything from Boston, a Boston hat.
Yeah.
He kind of dresses the same every day. Have you seen that guy?
Yeah. Would you do an accent?
No.
Boston accent?
You should learn.
You got like a week.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I'll talk to my grandpa.
He's from Boston?
He's from outside of Boston.
Is he Ben Affleck?
Roughly.
He's about as crazy.
Gotcha.
He's a quirky fella.
Gotcha.
He's also Batman.
Yeah.
That's dope.
What about like
that's just one idea.
Ice Spice.
Yeah, ooh. I did also just see that.
I don't have like an ass for that.
I can do that.
Ice Spice.
Do the little dance.
Yeah, I just got to get a big ass and...
I've already got the big ass. Tape my dick and balls.
Ben Affleck, too.
Yeah, Ben Affleck and Ice Spice. Actually, they had a commercial together.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
Was he holding Dunkin'?
Yeah, it was for Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah,
of course it was.
I didn't see it. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
Because she had that Munch song, and they have Munchkin's Donuts. Munch Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Holy shit, I didn't put that together. That's genius.
It's in the commercial. Yeah. They're like, cool. Munchkins, Ice Spice, and Ben Affleck's like,
I'm feeling her.
Yeah.
I like when she got straight hair.
Shout out Ice Spice and Ben Affleck. Yeah, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You fucking, I got lost in a maze the other day. Corn maze.
It was just a cornfield. There was no.
Just like standing in the middle of the cornfield. It was fucked. I messed up. There's this place out in York area, Maze Quest. Highly recommend it. A little bit more expensive than I thought it should have been, but whatever. I fucked up. It was like 1 o'clock. I was taking my girl and her fam that's visiting out. I had a session at 5 o'clock. It was like 1 o'clock, and I was like, "Word, I'll drive out here. It's like an hour away. I'll go do this maze for like an hour and then fucking come back. Everything will be fine." And they have it set up where like you have to, they do like an introductory video and they give you this giant ass flag in case you get lost. And I was like, oh shit. All right. That's a little bit much.
A brake whistle.
We're watching this fucking video and they show like a flash image of the maze and it's fucking huge. And I was like, oh shit. Like I got like 3 hours basically until I got to get back. Now this is, you know, now there's some pressure. And we got in there. It was fucked, man. There's people running around like, we've been in here for fucking like 3 hours. And we don't know how to get out.
They got to helicopter you out.
Yeah, I've never been in a corn maze, man. Like after a little while, you're like, fuck. Like it looks the same. It's all just fucking corn, you know? Because you'd think I would have realized that, but I didn't. So we were lost in there for a while, and I was with these older women, and they're fucking walking slow and trying to figure it out. And I'm like looking on Google Maps, and I'm like, oh, it's not the same maze that it was when they took the photos, you know?
That's how they get you.
It was fucked. And then after a while, I ran into this little kid, and they were like, we kept asking people, like, how long have you been in here? And they're like, we just came in. Like, the entrance is, like, right around the corner. So we're like, bet. And we just fucking went out the way we came in. Got the fuck out of Dodge.
You have to pack like a backpack full of snacks.
I should
have. Survival gear.
Flare gun.
Yeah. Flare gun would have been tight. I mean, like, worst case scenario, I was like, I'm just going to walk through the fucking corn and just get banned forever and be like, you know, oops.
You didn't do the corn maze right. You're fucking banned.
Yeah. You guys ever go in a maze?
Did as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't do a maze.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Should do it now. Should take acid and go do it.
Yeah.
At nighttime. Like when they close.
That would be terrifying. Take a shit ton of Benadryl.
Yeah, Benadryl's way cooler than acid.
Yeah.
I did that once when I was a younger person. I took like 40 of them or some shit. And I kept on seeing an umpire like jumping in front of the car I was in.
Were you driving?
I wasn't driving. I was sitting in the passenger seat.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. I wasn't
just
great.
Like a dude jumping out.
It was. I kept on being like, "Ah, swerve the car! There's an umpire in front of us." Yeah, like I fucked around with hallucinogens and psychedelics and this, that, and the other. And Benadryl was not one of the positives. Don't do Benadryl. Don't even take it. One time, I got alcohol poisoning, and it turns out I was just super dehydrated. I was down at the beach.
Been there.
And my tongue was super swollen because I was so dehydrated, and the doctors thought that I was having an allergic reaction, so they shot me up with a giant thing of Benadryl, and I just tripping balls in the fucking beach hospital.
Yeah, the hospital on the beach. It's sandy and shit.
Yeah. Sand's scary when you really think about it. You know, it's like...
Sand, not the ocean?
Well, I mean, all of it.
The sand is the worst part.
Yeah, it's the sand, man. It gets everywhere.
All the bugs and shit.
Yeah, it's like crushed up rocks, you know? Rocks are...
Foosh, don't get me started on rocks.
Yeah. You guys like rocks?
Fuck, no. Rocks are scarier.
Mm.
Yeah.
Imagine a rock... What's the movie with the guy that cuts his own hand off?
It's like 127 hours or something.
Yeah.
Fuck
gets,
that.
Like, caught under the rock and stuff.
Yeah. Scary shit.
Would you cut your own arm off if... It would save your life.
Do I have
100%?
What about like a finger? A finger? Yeah. I'm trying to think of a situation where it's like your finger's stuck.
Chinese finger tramp.
Or like you put your finger in a dam or some shit.
Can't get it out.
Yeah. I mean, people do all kinds of crazy shit to survive, you know?
Oh, I got one. I got it's scary podcast. I knew a girl whose dad was missing his ring finger
because
he jumped off a dumpster, and when he went to grab something on his way down to like catch his fall. Yeah. The ring got stuck on a hook, ripped his finger off.
Oh, pull.
Real story. I see the guy, he has a little nub.
Yeah.
Taking that off.
So that's, see, there you go. There's a situation.
It's interesting, actually. I know a guy with a very similar story to that. His name is Bill. Or Brian.
I don't know the guy's name.
Oh. I think he has a daughter. I'm not sure. Bald.
I haven't seen the guy in like 10 years. Okay. This was a story I knew as a kid. I knew the guy when I was
like, oh my God.
I was like 10.
Did his finger grow back?
Yeah.
Did it come back?
Yeah. I don't know. How did he not like grab it?
And he was like, what do you mean grab it? His hand was
well,
you get caught. If your finger just falls off, right you can. Off, man.
Yeah, but it sounds like it was up.
It's just, it's just hanging there.
Yeah. You look down and you're like, oh, where'd it go?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you do? What do you do in that situation? You go get it, put it on ice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would. I mean.
And then they fucking put it back.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, you guys got all your fingers, all your appendages.
Yep.
That's good.
You guys want to do a count?
As a baby, they had to cut my dick in half. It was so big.
Oh, yeah. What'd they do with the other half?
Surgically put it on Ethan. Helped him out a little bit.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. I feel like we should specify that we're all brothers.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's kind of
yeah. I mean, it doesn't really make it any better, joke. But
yeah, but Halloween. At least, like, the family tie kind of helps.
Family tie.
Here's a scary scenario: you guys are all brothers. You're fucking caught in a spooky situation, and you got to kill one of the other ones.
Zach,
both of you guys are going down.
You guys coming after one, me. I'm killing you both.
If one has to die, you both are dying if you both come for me.
Toby, I would shoot you twice.
Forgot about that.
Damn, man. Toby. We're not sorry.
Blood. We're not blood. You forgot about that.
I'm so sorry, bro. That was a pretty quick decision.
Real quick.
Or one of y'all is coming out with me, so either way, two people are dying regardless.
Who are you killing first?
Whoever touches me.
Probably
first.
Ethan, so we could
chat. If he swings first, then I'm going for him.
We can chat.
If you swing first, I'm going for you first. So it depends on who swings.
It's one swing and you're dead.
Not if I dodge.
I look like fucking John Jones. White John Jones.
Mike Tyson.
Do you got a reoccurring fucking thing here with the...
I'm unhappy in my skin.
Word. That's cool, man.
You ever see Atlanta?
Yeah.
Do you remember the episode where the guy's transracial?
That's a funny
show. That was funny.
Yeah.
That's a funny show.
Rachel Dolezal. Is that a politician that did that? Anyways. Oh,
yeah. That's crazy.
What's, you ever see a ghost?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. You ever touch a ghost? Do you ever ghost ever touch you?
I've had my toe pulled. I've had...
You're so
I'm
pulled?
Serious.
That's weirdly specific.
I know. Okay. When I was at my grandfather's house, at my grandfather's house, my uncle died there. My grandmother died there. Like, there was a lot of death in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And before they passed away, nothing ever happened. But then when they passed away, we see shadow figures all the time.
Oh.
I've had my name whispered, you know, plenty of stuff like that. Like banging on my bedroom door at night, stuff like that. And I had my feet hanging over my bed one night. And I like something grabbed my big toe and pulled my foot back.
No shit.
And same thing happened to my grandfather years ago and his brother 2 years ago. Mm. And so I kind of like jumped up and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
you know, and like I ran downstairs, told my grandfather, and he thought it was cool because it happened to him, but I was like freaking out because, you know, I thought it was like, you know, I thought The Exorcist was like going to come out in front of my bed, you know, Reagan or whatever.
That's fucking wild, man. Wait, so,
the priest. The priest.
So before the your family members passed in that house, the toe pulling had happened.
That had years ago at a different house.
Oh, at a different house.
When my grandfather has two brothers, and he's the third youngest. So the middle brother passed away when they were like in their 30s, I think.
Gotcha.
And then it happened after that. And then this was my toe pulling happened. toe got pulled like 2 years ago when I was at his house. But
damn, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to laugh. It's just very silly.
I've told the story millions of times, you know. I'm not I laugh at it too, you know, pulling. It's funny.
It's weird though. There's a connection there that is the same family, the same thing is happening, the pulling of the toe.
Yeah. It's weird.
Is there any significance like culturally or with your family and toes? I'm just curious. Like, it's very interesting.
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Because the same thing is happening.
Yeah, I don't think so. Mm. My uncle was a jokester when he was alive. So I think it was, if you guys believe in ghosts and all that kind of stuff, you know, if it was my uncle, I believe that it was him.
Right.
And, you know, just kind of playing a prank on me.
Right.
You know,
right,
trying to scare me or whatever. Because I've also seen so many shadow figures in that house, and they're always in his room.
Okay.
Nowhere else around the house.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen him when I'm in his room. My dad has only seen him when he's in his room.
Right.
You don't see him anywhere else in the house.
Mm.
So that's why I'm kind of like convinced that, you know, it's him in a sense. You know?
Is it like would you guys have a positive relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, so my uncle was like,
if he is haunting your house, it's like cool ghost.
Yeah. It is. It was scary at first because it was like, wow, I'm actually experiencing this. But now it's cool, you know, because he was, you know, I was 13 when he passed away.
Gotcha.
So, but we were already so close. We were like best friends. But he was like in his 30s.
Yeah.
So obviously it was a little different there. But, you know, I definitely believe that it's him just playing around.
Yeah.
You know, one of those type of things.
Well, that's kind of the best case scenario. Yeah. You know, positive. Oh, yeah. Prank loved one ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Not like an asshole ghost that's
no.
fucking doing bad stuff.
I've kind of experienced one of those, too. I live in an apartment complex, and my dad is kind of like a handyman. You know, we do. I was working with him for a little bit over the summer, painting some of the apartments and doing landscaping and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this one apartment we were painting, nothing else happened in any other apartment buildings, but this apartment was just weird. Mm. You know, I was painting upstairs alone one day, and I heard the door open and close with footsteps, you know, and then they stopped. I went downstairs. There were nothing. My dad heard the same thing. My dad had his leg pulled in there, you know, all those type of sorts of things. And then one day he went down into the basement, came back up, and turned around and closed the door. And at the bottom of the stairs was this person standing down there, and they had like this rag doll of a face, and they were like had this like evil smile smiling up at him, and then they walked out of view, and he took off out the house. I don't go back in there. He doesn't go back in there.
Fuck no, I wouldn't.
It's
That's creepy.
I was like, that is something beyond. That is not a family member. You know, happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything that's ever happened to us, it has only happened in my grandfather's house. That's why we are convinced it is family members. So anything that happens outside of there, we run for it, man. It's scary.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
You guys ever have any ghost encounters?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Yeah. Any ones that are worth sharing?
Nothing as interesting as Zach's for sure, but I've had like the shadow figure shit. Our grandma used to live in what was it? You know where Mary Street's at? Not too far from here.
Yeah.
You know all those old houses up there?
Yeah.
They're like some of the oldest houses in Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got actually put into the historical society now, or that like block is or something. I don't know. My grandma lives with us now, but, back then, you know, you'd be watching TV in her room or hanging out upstairs or something like that. And, just shit would fall.
Yeah.
You'd hear people walking around, attic, little things. Mm-hmm. Like you'd hear things in the hallway that weren't, you know, the next house over or something like that, clearly.
Right. Yeah.
Doors just kind of swiveling, little things like that.
Yeah.
But nothing quite like direct or mm-hmm. like confrontational. Like you have mostly just like background stuff. You, yeah. you know, I'd be sitting there, door kind of cracked. I'd hear someone go by into the next room, go check. Everyone's downstairs. Someone's right. napping, you know, nobody's right. there. Just little stuff like that. It's just kind of weird. Yeah. You get kind of used to it after a bit and you're just kind of like, ignore it, especially as a kid, because you know you're scared to go confront like what's
the,
out there.
Oh, the house makes noises yeah. type shit.
Yeah.
just like, the foundation oh, settling
I swear
in.
I saw someone walking by, and it's like, no, yeah. nobody's upstairs with you. It's yeah. just like that. Yeah. And then Gettysburg. We used to see, like, I've taken so many pictures down in, like, haunted places
yeah.
that are always weird. Even I've if you, I've shown them to people yeah. who, like, don't believe in that shit. And I'll be yeah. like, hey. What is this?
Right, right.
And they're like, oh, that's weird. I'm like, yeah, it is.
I wish, I don't know where, it's probably lost in the ether of different phones changing over the years, but I had yeah. a photo that I took in Gettysburg where there was like clearly like a fucking person standing there.
Dude, my
like with the, like yeah, a rifle and shit. Like and it's like, shit, I've seen there that. Was no yeah. one there, you know?
Yeah. One of my favorite ones that I've taken was, I couldn't tell you where it is, like the exact location, but yeah. there's a house out on the field, it's empty, old colonial house, real tiny thing. You could see on the second floor of the window, you could see right through to the other side, to the next window, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a straight through, if you have your angle right. I took a picture of it, looking at it, I saw the window. In the picture, there's someone standing there, looking out at you.
Wild.
And there's like three other pictures that were taken in the same moment, nothing there. Mm-hmm. It was only that one. That's one of my favorites.
That was in Gettysburg?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you think about, like, you know, if an area, I don't know, there's so many different, like, theories of ghosts and energies and all that other shit, but, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of like the general idea that I've come across is, you know, it's like different areas that have different energy. Of, you know, things have happened here and those things are still there or whatever. And you think yeah. about Gettysburg, man, like, so many fucking people died in such a small
yeah.
area. But then when you also think about, like, I had a conversation with somebody recently about, COVID. And they're like, so many people died in such a concentrated amount of time. Like, why are there not more ghosts? And I was like, oh, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah. I mean,
like, have ghost sightings yeah. gone up since that shit?
There is something to be said about that. And, like,
does it take
when
time?
Diseases come through the world, obviously there's like Spanish influenza back in the 20s, 30s yeah. or something like that. I could be wrong. And then also, like, you know, all the way back to the Black Plague, just like every time there's some kind of global sickness.
Yeah.
There's places where it was like super condensed. Those places become like historical hotspots.
Yeah.
You know, you remember like, what the fuck was it called? Fucking Ghost Adventures did an episode there. That do you remember the island in Italy where they would just dump people during the Black Plague,
the Middle Ages or something? Episode.
That one was good. It's yeah. like it
sounds good.
It's known as just like a haunted island
yeah.
because of all the people they just dumped there.
Yeah.
And then same thing with the influenza. There's a shit. I don't know what street it is, but there's like this some old hospital, right where we used to live, right by the county prison. It's like one of the oldest hospitals in the area, and it's same thing. It was like during influenza, shit ton of people were there, whole bunch of sickness. Now it's like, you know, scary. Yeah. Don't go there at night, like right. that sort of thing. Huh. But I would love to check that out.
You know what? I never. Have you guys ever heard of like some kind of like ghost investigation at like an old concentration camp? You know?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I don't know if maybe they're not allowed to do it there, but like I know like Auschwitz is still like you can tour there now.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I've never, you know, you would think that would be.
I understand why crazy that might spot. Be like.
I would say they taboo. Might be like, oh, it's disrespectful, but there's also like a gift shop at Auschwitz.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was about to say. I'm like, yeah. weird, you know? At the same time, I feel like doing that sort of thing is like for the people who do believe in that or like religious yeah. folks, that might be, you know, positive thing. I don't know if they could feel yeah. something, but then yeah. at the same time, those who might say it's disrespectful,
that makes sense.
Don't they charge to tour get it too?
Yeah,
but, yeah, but yeah. I think the money probably like goes the gift to.
I would think.
Like, I mean, I would weird. Assume it goes to
keeping
a
it
cause.
I would
or
hope.
Should, yeah. yeah. Or just keeping it like so, clean, up no, to date, and make sure things question, don't break down and shit.
Because I've never heard of anything like that. Or, right. You know yeah. what I mean? With
places of tragedy.
Yeah.
That's an interesting point though. Because, yeah, I mean, like Gettysburg's like whole fucking
I mean, obviously people go there to see the history of the war and whatnot, but like their ghost tourism is like, you know, 90% of the reason people go there.
Yeah,
other places that have had horrible tragedies. Yeah, like the 9/11 Memorial ghost hunting.
They have that?
No.
Oh.
But that would be a thing. I just went there recently for the first time. I was like, holy shit. You know, we're all relatively the same age, right?
I think so.
I think I'm substantially older than you, potentially. I'm 29.
24.
Oh, all right. Well, same shit. But like,
close enough.
Yeah, I remember like when I was in second grade when that shit happened. And then you just go on with life and like, like, oh, fucking 9/11. Like, that was a crazy thing that happened. And then I was in Manhattan recently and I like went to the memorial and there's just these giant holes.
Yeah. Dude,
and I was like, fuck. Yeah. It made me feel some type of shit that I like kind of, I was, whatever.
I was actually literally just there this past week.
It's wild.
I didn't see the giant holes because by the time I got there, it was dark.
Gotcha. Yeah. There's
but
two.
I was
like,
there by the Freedom Tower.
They're big like fountains.
That area for a bit. Yeah.
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 I saw a video of a guy.
Oh, yeah. That was
going into him.
Swimming in there.
Yeah. It was weird.
He was just looking over the edge in the pit. I'm like, Jesus.
How deep is it? Is it?
It's pretty deep.
So he would.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how far the hole itself goes down, but like there's, it's a kind of like a two staged hole, right?
It's like the foundation. It's,
Yeah. Yeah. I saw some interesting little video on YouTube about like the guys that clean it. And how, like, every day, it's like a fucking really big job. It's really hard.
I hope they get paid.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, they do. I'm sure they do okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other areas of horrible things that have happened. Pretty much, I mean, everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Historically.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you could really just kind of throw a stone and find some bad history or something.
I bet plantations have a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although they do ghost tours and stuff down there. Yeah.
I know.
That's like a big thing.
Right.
Which I feel like I am interested in that sort of stuff. Like, you know, going to tragic places and the ghost stories and stuff like that. But at the same time, that's like wicked depressing.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's like deeply depressing to go there and be like, have like this like horrible history for something like a, like 9/11 or like a plantation or something. And then be like, oh, I'm looking for ghosts. It's like,
yeah, right. Well,
George Washington's teeth.
George Washington. I don't know. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to say looking for ghosts. But at the same time, I kind of get the reaction, you know? Yeah.
I feel like there's really like two main camps of people about it. Like people that are like stoked on ghosts. I don't want to put you guys in a box, but we can all talk about it and be like, yeah, ghosts are interesting. And then there's like people that are like really, really, really into it.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if I was like, hey, I'm going to go on this ghost tour thing, they're like, oh, don't do that because you're going to take like spirits with you and like all that type shit.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm like that. I don't necessarily believe in the whole like, oh, you're going to, you know, you go to somewhere with like a fucked up history and then all of a sudden, you know, you have that one friend who's like, oh, negative energy, a demon's going to latch on to you. I'm like,
yeah,
cool. I'm going to have an angry roommate now.
Yeah.
Like, what's he going to do? Slam some cabinets and shit?
Yeah.
Unless you turn into Reagan.
Okay.
The Exorcist.
My head spins.
You turn into the Exorcist. Turn into the priest.
I'm the priest.
I just, I have a cat that lately has been like where my couch, and then I have these like stairs that go up, and there's this big like skylight area thing. Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain, but my cat lately, I've been sitting on the couch and it looks up at me and then it looks above me and looks like, like terrified. And it's been happening a lot lately. And I look up there and I'm like, I don't know what's...
You have one cat?
What's going up there? I had two, but one of them just died. So I got one now.
Well, if you have a cat, you're safe.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the old... That goes back to like Egyptian times.
Yeah.
That's why they kept cats. So
royalty.
We got four cats. So
we got three cats and one
extra
fucking
protected
horse. One fat hippopotamus piece of shit. Fucking fat.
You got a fat horse?
My cat is slightly obese. She
oh,
has
like
a problem.
Cat.
Like
not an actual horse.
No. Slightly
she looks
trying
like
to lose
you
weight.
Cannot
he just likes
her
to
bones.
Bully her to make her feel better.
Yeah.
No, he's exaggerating.
What do you what do you feed it?
Fucking
not much.
Steak dinners every night. Damn, T-bone.
Fucking mashed potatoes.
She's pulling
shit
a wagon minder.
What are your cat's names?
Mine's name is Arya, and then there's Addie, Willow, and
my son's name is Lloyd.
My son's name is Lloyd. Hell yeah.
Nah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And he's not obese.
No, they're all cool.
Fucking stupid.
Cat's just big.
Yeah, he's big.
That's dope.
He's the man of the house. What's like the scariest shit that ever happened to you?
Catholic school. That's a big one.
Dude, I tried to talk to a girl the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That was just fucking terrible.
Did it go well?
Disaster. Disaster.
That's not good.
What is something spooky?
I don't know. Because if I say something like real shit...
Well, I get a kind of a creepy story. No, I have a story that involves
I'm trying to think of something legit.
Yeah, anyone ever try to kill you?
Like, yeah, I'm trying to think of like either like something like you said, like, oh, a scary face popped at me. Well, or I'm thinking of like...
I got something simple that involves you.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Our,
it's our mom.
No. So our the school we went to. Actually, we all went there. Down the street on Evans Street. Yeah. It's old. How?
Yeah.
1800s. It was built, I think. But like,
oh no.
Nah.
No, it was 1900s.
Early 1900s.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's old.
It's a weird. So, place. Oh, I know which one. Yeah, this one's fine.
It was a weird place. Like, it wasn't creepy, but when school's in, it wasn't a lot of people. But when school was in session, and it's silent in a big area, it's like, oh, this is weird. So
building too.
There was a staircase that goes up to a balcony in the gym, but if you go up that staircase, it's like a
Maintenance staircase.
So yeah, it's not quite an narrow office, but
yeah.
So they were converting it to an office for the gym teacher,
filled with shit.
And we're there over the summer because our grandmother worked there, so we're wandering around doing something, and we walk up there. And there is, like, I'm sure you've seen hundreds of flies, like, flying around and shit.
Yeah.
And cows. This is thousands and thousands of
in
flies.
The fucking school?
Yeah, they were on a window.
No, it was like
that's
one
it.
Window. Like a scene out of, yeah. You ever see Amityville?
Weird. And no smell.
Yeah.
No.
It was like that.
No, like, dead animal. It could have been, but we didn't smell it.
No smell.
It was weird. It was like, why the fuck? Thousands. Like.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Covering that panel.
Right. They weren't flying around. They weren't trying to get out. It was just a clump of like, yeah, just like a literal like mound of them on the window.
Like, I'm sure there's an explanation, but seeing that when you're a kid and not moving at all, they're just sitting there.
Yeah. Like I said, it's like something out of Amityville. It was just like the fucked up little nasty thing to walk in on.
Right, right.
And you're like, ugh. Is there a dead thing? Nope. No smell. Right. And you're like, oh, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it would almost be better if there was like a dead thing.
I know,
there.
Like something rational, squirrel, other than just mound of bugs.
Yeah,
just kind of somewhere. I mean, I wouldn't say that's like necessarily haunted, but like, you know, you see that in like old horror movies. You're like, I should go.
Right.
You know.
And it was silent.
Yeah,
it was just silent. Very surreal. Which is weird because there's a window and then there's a door. Like you could hear cars and shit. It was silent. It was weird.
Huh.
That place, there's some weird stuff there.
Yeah. We're talking like real life scariest moment.
I think I have one that was pretty... The thing that really like...
Aliens.
Something like I just acted. I didn't think.
Yeah.
Was like years ago. I think I was in like... 8th grade, maybe my freshman year of high school. My sister was on her way home from work and it was late at night. And she pulled up home. She came home and she called me and she was like, is there a car pulling in? And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, is there a car pulling in? I'm like, I don't think so. And then there was like this white car that was pulling in, coming up towards our house. And I'm like, there's a white car. She just started screaming and yelling because this guy followed her.
Oh, shit.
And I just took off. I literally jumped down like 20 stairs.
Yeah.
I grabbed a knife in the kitchen because I was like,
yeah, you just grab
15.
What you can.
Yeah,
you know, I'm you know, scrawny, you know, I didn't have anything. And there was like another 20 stairs to get down to the garage, and I jumped down those.
Yeah, I remember you calling.
And
me after
this. I was like spamming the garage door button.
Yeah.
And right as it was coming out, I saw his car stopped.
Yeah.
And then when I started running out, he took off. And it was just like hearing her scream.
Right.
Was so scary.
Damn.
And then I don't know if this is connected.
Yeah.
But I always thought it was. This guy knows where we live now.
Right, right.
You know, and he knows my sister lives here. She told me she pulled up to a red light. Well, this is connected, but what I'm going to say, I don't know if it is. She pulled up to this red light and she saw this guy pull up next to her. He looked over at her for like 5 seconds And then when it turned green, she went forward and he went behind her.
Mm.
And so it's like, obviously he was targeting her.
Yeah, yeah.
And so months down the road, well, it might have been a month or two, I see this, my room, my window had a direct view of down to my garage.
Okay.
But we kind of had a deck, so it was kind of blocked a little bit. Mm. I see this car pull in with no lights. It's probably like 7 o'clock at night, and it pulls all the way up. And I'm like, oh, I thought it was like my mom or something. You know, I was in my room. I played Xbox constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I always had, you know, I never went out of my room. I lived in my room.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know if anyone was home. I didn't know if my mom was home or if it was my sister's, or we used to have, my sister's friends used to come over unannounced all the time, just walk in. It was fine. So this car pulls all the way in and I just open my door and I'm like, hey, mom, you know, and I figured, you know, if I just heard someone at the door or something, it was probably my family member. And so I yelled again and I was like, hey, mom. And she was like, yeah. And then the doorbell rang. And that's when my heart started pounding, because then I found all my sisters were here and my mom was there. So I was like, so who's this guy who, or who's, yeah, you know, ringing the doorbell? And so I was like, mom, don't answer it. Like, don't, just let it go. And so I like shut all my lights off in my room and I'm watching out the window and I saw someone come down from around the front of the house, get into the car and leave. I don't know if that was the same person. That
was it, a white car, or do you
it,
know?
Well,
do you remember?
I can't remember fully, but I know, yeah, in that moment there was some kind of connection I made to what my sister told me. If right, it was right, the car, or if, I think she said it was like a white guy that was following her and it was that, yeah, that I followed. But it was just weird. Like, he didn't have his lights on. Why wouldn't he,
yeah,
park out front?
Like that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, this guy was like in his 30s that I saw. It wasn't just like one of my sister's friends.
Yeah.
And so it was just weird because my sister, she's 2 years older than me. So she was in high school at the time. And it was just weird, yeah, you know. But that was the only other thing that ever happened. But that was, having someone follow my sister home was definitely like,
yeah,
wow, okay, like, we're not little kids anymore. Like, right, the world we live in, there's actually terrible things that go on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and all the paranormal stuff that I've been through never like shook me to the core like that.
Yeah.
You know, because it was just, it was like my body was moving before my mind could process what was going on. It was, yeah, just like a, dude, quick reaction, you, yeah, know?
Fight or flight shit.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you chose to fight, not, yeah, to just run away. You, yeah, know?
Not just sit in my room and be like, yeah,
grab your Xbox controller.
Yeah. Yeah, Russ.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've always been kind of in the, like, in the world of, like, I don't know how to battle a ghost, but I could, like, fight a man.
Yeah.
You,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
but also, like,
I'd rather fight a ghost.
I'd rather fuck it. Yeah, I'd rather fight a ghost, you know? Like,
for real.
Fucking,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Violence is fucking shit. I try violence to avoid is, it.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
As much as possible.
Can I tell the
yeah, I mean, shit happens all the time, like, in this,
yeah,
city.
That was kind of like, I don't know. I'm just checking because it's kind of a sad one, kind of like that. But
no, it's not fucking sad because,
well, it's not sad. Cause, like, it's kind of badass. My mom's badass.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Shout out.
Yeah. She survived a drive by.
No shit.
Yeah.
Recently
directed at her.
Yeah. Straight.
Oh,
up.
Shit.
Yeah.
This was 7 years ago.
We always here? Had like
in Lancaster.
No.
Yeah. It was
in
Lancaster.
Yeah. Here in Lancaster. We moved north of the city. We're out in the burbs now. But but we grew up over by McCaskey.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's like kind of a checkerboarded area. It was like our street was like fine, throwing up air quotes. Like it was okay. It was fine,
yeah,
especially during the day. But at night, like, you didn't really want to hang around there. There was always junkies in the alleyway, like people fighting.
Yeah.
It's like our neighbors on the left had like a fucking hostage situation, squad cars on our lawn. Like, crazy shit was like,
yeah,
normal, right?
Yeah.
But like, nobody necessarily like died or anything crazy on our block. Next street down, don't walk there, you might get stabbed.
Yeah.
But anyway, context. So, dude, I don't even know what night it was. It was like a Wednesday night, something fucking random. I'm upstairs, tiny little house, you can hear everything. I'm upstairs, about to take a shower. My dad's in the basement doing laundry, and my mom's outside, out front, just letting the dogs out. And I had the window open. So like I said, I was about to grab a shower. Like, I literally just had like sweatpants on or something. And then I hear I hear shots. Straight up. Like, I knew it was shots instantly because, like, you know, you get used to the sound. It's not fireworks. It's not something stupid.
Yeah.
And then I hear, like, debris and, like, whether it's, like, it sounded like glass, branches, just, like, shit hitting the ground.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck. I jumped down an entire flight of stairs, just straight, yeah. like, dove down them. I see my mom, like, ducking with the dog. She's, like, crawling up. This van, no lights, is speeding past. She whips, throws the dog in the doorway. Dude gets to the top of the street, keeps shooting. And he was, like, aiming at her and, like, locking at her for a sec and then speeds off.
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah, it was, like, again, jumping before you even think.
Right.
Like, it was just, I was here, and then I was here. And yeah. And I was a dude fucking shooting up the block.
She didn't get hit?
Yeah. No, but he was like, mad-dogging her. Because when she described the story, she's like, I went outside. You know, you guys were upstairs. I think you were playing in bed or something.
I was awake.
You were awake, yeah, but just chilling. And she described it. She was like, yeah, I saw this van roll up to the bottom of the street. And we were, like, right in the middle house on that block. And she's like, minivan, lights off. Dude steps out of the car, is looking around for people, stares at her.
Mm.
Like, she's the only one standing outside.
Right.
Pulls his gun, just boom, boom, boom.
No shit.
Just pulls up, speeds right past her. She's ducking, whips the dog inside. Yeah. She looks back. He gets the top out, steps out again, looks back at her. Boom, 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 and then it goes again. No right shit. Down the street, just like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he was, I don't know what he was doing, because he was just kind of firing all over the place.
They catch him?
We don't know.
Mm.
Cops showed up. They said they found a similar van with a guy creeping around places similarly with his lights off, but no gun, no yeah. weapons found. Wow. So we don't know if it was the same guy or if he was yeah. you know, out there. So then,
well, I mean,
we got the fuck out.
Sounds like it was like a random thing.
Sounds
you know?
Like it.
I don't want to yeah. speak on, like, I don't know what you're like.
Yeah,
if your mom's like involved in some shit or whatever.
My mom was in the cartel, actually. Or,
yeah, she's a Tony Soprano of Lancaster.
Gotcha. Yeah,
Tony right. Soprano of Lancaster.
White.
But
no, but yeah.
That's
yeah, it's just like, because like we used to see cars, you know, yeah. back and forth, lights off, completely yeah. tinted at night. You know, you'd see them go around maybe 3-4 times too yeah. many instead of just pulling over if they're waiting for someone.
Right, right, right.
And you'd be like, okay, I got to put the blinds down and.
Yeah.
Lay on the floor. Hopefully they don't do some shit, and then they just stay outside and then they go.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like not a thing we were used to or expecting, but it was just kind of like weird cars, yeah. people mad dogging you, someone just kind of watching your place, scoping it out. So it's,
yeah.
it's whatever, but you mind your business, it goes away. But yeah. Ooh,
God bless his inability to aim good.
Yeah, know? Right.
You know,
we had like one street lamp, so he probably just was yeah. a shit shot.
Yeah. yeah.
But
it's
yeah.
kind of, it's scary to think like there's a lot of motherfuckers out there that have guns that do not shoot good.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna,
no, that's crazy.
I mean, shout out to him. If he hears this, he'll know who it is. But I just went to the range recently with a friend of mine and I was like, Jesus Christ, like you own a gun. Like,
I did not hit anything.
You know, like shooting the clips off the fucking oh target God. Holder and shit.
That's
like,
terrifying.
Yeah, like that's almost more scary because then yeah. you think about, you know, and there's all these young kids out here with switches and shit that are just fucking
yeah.
spraying bullets
yeah,
and
dude,
shit.
I see those clips all the they time. These care, kids like no. fucking. In
yeah,
the
like I heard this
what
story.
The fuck?
I heard this story. Scary. It's a story. Just a story. I looked it up. I couldn't find anything about it, which is. I realized, like, you know, if shit doesn't get reported, like, it's not. In the news, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say where, when, or whatever, but so an artist was here telling me about a thing that happened. And it was like two kids on either side of a block. It wasn't in Lancaster. Both have Glocks with switches on them, and they're just like a block away, and they're shooting at each other.
What the fuck?
And no one got hit. And like just peppering the fucking, like build, like
dude,
there wasn't anyone
insane.
That got shot, but like imagine that, you know? Like, people always talk about like getting hit by the crossfire, and then you really think about it. Like, there's motherfuckers out here that are just fucking,
yeah,
blah, 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 fucking just like, I hope I hit the guy. You
yeah,
know?
That's why, like I said, shit. Those cars that be like running around, I'm like, I know they're not here for us.
Yeah.
Like,
right. But what if, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Not even what if. What if, like, our uncle, Nan's brother, cousin,
mm-hmm.
he had his entire, like, backside of his house blown out.
No shit.
Kid with a what do you have? He had a Switch and an illegal AK and was literally just going in the alleyway, just spraying.
No shit.
Blew out the entire back of his house.
That's fucked.
Yeah. It was like a year ago.
Yeah.
It was like right around here.
Yeah.
It's crazy shit. People don't like, everybody says like, oh, nothing happens in Lancaster. And then they hear stories like that and they're like,
why didn't I hear about it?
It's because they didn't. Like, yeah. It's like you said, shit. If there's no record or no charges or anything, nobody hears about it.
Right. Right.
So.
Well, there is something that, like you said, people think that there was one story that we were close to being involved in. So I don't remember. I was with a couple of my buddies, and it was like 10 o'clock, and we're on the way home, and I was like, oh, you guys, one of my friends, I was like, you've never seen my old house. I was like, you want to drive by? It's 15 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, sure. So we came home and came in the basement. I was like, we're going to show them the old house. You want to come? You were like, nah, I don't really feel like it. So we sat for like 10 minutes and then ended up just not going. And then the next day in the news, we looked, some dude chased the guy down and like box cuttered a smile into another guy's face.
Oh, no shit. Like at the house?
Yeah.
Like half.
And that was in the news. So I was oh, that's cool. And they called him, but it's like, we were going to be there.
Right.
I don't know what time. I assume it was at a similar time or like close to when we were there. But I was like, fuck, you know, we could have seen a guy get skinned.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Oh, you know?
Fuck that, dude.
Yeah, no.
That's cool.
Yeah, what's it called? Nasty. Glasgow smile.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah, shit like that. Like, that's like, I'll take a ghost any day. Like, fuck it, man. Like I said, angry roommate, I don't care. Slam some cabinets. Do what you want. Pay me rent. Figure it out.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I've been very, like, fortunate. Obviously, still here as shit. But, like, just being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I had, this was probably in, like, 2012 or 2013. I don't think I've ever told this story on the podcast, but it was like my first gig as a DJ that was like a professional gig. Long story short, like I had been DJing like, you know, local colleges, fucking Millersville and Lebanon Valley, like all that other shit. And then doing like my own gigs, but I got invited to like be on a bill as like a fucking proper like EDM DJ. And I was like, fuck yeah. They got us like a hotel at the fucking, it's now the Holiday Inn, but it used to be, the fucking, before the Lancaster Hotel. I'm trying to remember.
Not the Marriott.
No, right. Not the Marriott.
Yeah.
You know that, like, now where they have that, like, nice new park and shit, it used to be kind of like a sus area.
Yeah.
There was this hotel there. I forget what it was called, but, like, the first, like, two or three floors were all, like, long-term rentals, and there was all just, like, people smoking crack in there and shit. Yeah. And then, like, above that was, like, kind of nicer, but it started with an A. I don't know, but they used to throw like fucking crazy rage, like raves there and shit. Yeah.
For the crackheads.
Yeah, for the crackheads. And yeah, so it was another venue and then they ended up moving it there, blah, 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 whatever. It was like a, you know, like a little mini like fucking rave festival or whatever. And the, you know, I was really into drugs at the time and there was just Molly and fucking coke everywhere and everyone's getting fucked up and blah blah whatever. This will relate to the story later, but I went downstairs to go, I don't remember what I was like going to my car to get something. I was parked out of like square one, I think that's where that would be. And I remember there was these guys like smoking a cigarette outside and I was like, oh, I need a lighter. And I was like about to go up to them and ask them for a lighter, but this girl that I was with asked me some like random question. And I was like, I'm going to go get the lighter first, and then I'll go do this. But then for whatever reason, I was just like, no, fuck it. I'll just go do that shit. And as I'm walking through the fucking parking lot, these guys out here smoking get into an argument and start shooting at each other.
Oh, shit.
And the shots are going out through the fucking parking garage. And I'm like, fuck. Like, right, like wrong place at the wrong time, but also right place at the wrong right time. You know what I mean? So, like, they're ringing out, like, in the fucking parking garage. We're running over to my car, fucking freaking out. Get whatever we got. We go back to the hotel. Fucking go back up to our room. Like, all of the cops in Lancaster fucking descend on this area because there's just a fucking shooting there. Everyone up in the hotel is like, oh, fuck. Like, the cops found out that all the drugs are in this hotel. So everyone just starts doing all the drugs. Like, I remember there was, like, I don't know what happened to it, but there was, like, a football of sassafras. It must have been, like, a pound. and a half of sass. And like, it just was consumed by people. So then like, and then they figured out, no, it's because of the shooting and shit. And then yeah, this hotel is just filled with Christ, fucking, the bottom floor is all like crackheads and people literally smoking crack in the hallway. Yeah. And then all these fucking ravers and shit and wearing crazy clothes or whatever. And then there's people shooting each other outside. That was a fun day. But
that's like one with Taco Bell.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, what's it?
Like all our horror stories are about being shot at.
Yeah, the Columbia Abbey Taco Bell. I've had some fucking fun times.
We pulled in there one time and we heard shots and we're like, oh, what's going on? You know, we react to like nothing. Yeah. And of course, we're like, fuck, we really want our Taco Bell. Like, is that like he's not shooting anymore? Let's just
shooting at us.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's just go in and we see the guy running behind that giant, just running away from the lot. Yeah. And then a cop pulls in and we're like, okay, yeah, he was shooting up something.
Yeah.
Cop rolls by, goes back down. We're like, you know, we tell the story to friends and they're like, oh my God, why didn't you leave? You're so stupid. And we're like, he's already done. Like,
yeah.
We want to talk about it.
He's not going to come back.
Plus, like, when you're in that Taco Bell on Columbia Avenue line, you can't leave.
Yeah.
Well,
we weren't going to lie. We were pulling through the parking lot, but like, we were just committed because it's already over.
Yeah, right.
But
and we drove up there, like where he ran. It was like, it was nothing. It was kind of weird. So he probably bolted into the woods.
He could have been cracked out. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, let him run.
Funny, but that one wasn't scary. That one was just kind of funny.
Yeah.
Well, funny to us.
I should also say another scary thing that I recently became hip to. Like, you know, south of Lancaster, there's all the, like, fucking Lock 12 and Tukwan, all those, like, hiking trails and all that shit. Yeah. I go down there a lot. I recently heard a story of some young people that go there to, I don't know where exactly, but they go there to shoot their guns. So like they'll go out on, and I was like, yo, like those are like hiking trails and shit down that way. You know what I mean?
Fucked.
So like next time you go hiking, like fucking keep your head on a swivel because there's people not trying to shoot you, but they're just out there popping off.
Jesus Christ.
Because they don't want to go to the shooting range for whatever reason.
That sucks.
Guns are scary, man. Fucking serial killers are scary. People with guns fucking are scary, people murdering people. That's no fun. None of us want to die, right?
Not right now.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I'm
kind
of chilling right now.
It would be inconvenient.
Yeah. You know? I think I'd be pissed. I'd be an angry
shit
ghost
to do next week.
Fucking asshole. Yeah. I'm going to haunt you.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd haunt the fuck out of somebody.
Yeah, seriously.
Eat all their peanut butter. You know what I mean?
Fuck their girlfriend.
Yeah. Pull their toes and shit.
Scary movie.
Pull their toes. I'll tell you what was weird was when my buddy is a Marine, so he's, you know, kind of brain dead. But we were,
he's gonna listen. To
he
that.
Just he so just good. Fuck him. He just got out of boot camp at the time, and he was home, and he was gonna drive his girlfriend back to Virginia because she goes to school there.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'll ride with you. We'll ride back, road trip. Let's fucking go. So. He was trying to play it like, oh, I'm going to miss you so bad. And then he like kicked her off and we went off and did our thing. And he was so excited. I was like, damn, dude, you're not going to see her. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we were fucking around in what's that?
Roanoke.
Roanoke.
Mm. Yeah.
Roanoke. That's scary.
It's a nice city, clean and nice. But as soon as it hits like 9 p.m.
Yeah.
When the sun goes down, it's empty.
Yeah.
But everything's open. So we drove by a subway, open, lights on, everything, nobody in there.
Right.
You drive by, like, a Waffle House. One dude in there, empty. It's weird. Yeah. So we're already like, this town's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So our whole plan for the night was to go camping. We didn't know where. We were just going to camp somewhere.
Yeah.
So we went to a Walmart, got the tent and shit. And we were like, okay, fuck it. We'll go sleep in these random woods. It's kind of like a public park, but it was pretty dense woods, so we're like, all right, fuck it, we'll go there. So parked the car, it's pitch black because obviously surrounded by trees and shit. It's cold, and we were a quarter mile into the woods, so deep enough where you could still see, you know, the cars and shit passing by, but not like you're gonna stick out. So we set up our little tent and a little lantern, and we're sitting there. And you hear like a 22 shot, you know, kind of small, like a crack. Mm-hmm. And we're like, who the fuck is hunting at 11 p.m. in, I guess it was close. It was cold, so it was winter or fall.
Right.
So we're like, who's hunting with a 22 at night in a public park?
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, weird. So we chilled in the tent, and there was a light on, so you could see the tent from outside.
Mm.
So we're sitting there, and then another one 200 feet away, like really close.
Yeah.
And we were like, blew the candle out, picked the fucking tent up, physically picked the whole tent up. He's running with a tent. Yeah. I got three sleeping bags like this and a lantern hanging off my ass, burning me. There's a cigar in my mouth, too. So I'm like running, trying to breathe, and I dropped the cigar, burned myself. It was fucking weird. Dude. So we got the fuck out of there.
And then, that's so funny.
Have you been to Roanoke?
Yeah.
So you know the star?
Recently. Yeah.
We went up to the star. I passed
through, but yeah.
It's a weird town. It's a weird place. That was
it's
weird.
Got some weird history, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like Roanoke. There's like some witch shit there, no?
There's like some culty stuff.
Yeah.
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 Some wasn't that the place where the group of people vanished with the symbols on the trees?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Like Blair Witch? It's kind of like Blair Witch.
I don't know, but there was like a group of people.
I think I know what you're talking about. Like the settlers.
Yeah. In
Roanoke. Yeah.
They went, like a real story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. 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 There's like a whole settlement that disappeared overnight.
Completely vanished.
Yeah.
And there was just these symbols left on a tree, and they like have no idea where
they tried to
went.
Make an American Horror Story season out of that. But yeah, that was real stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
That was in Roanoke.
Yeah.
Fuck that place.
Yeah. Told you it was creepy. It was like cold stuff there.
We were going to something. We were on a road trip this last. I guess it's probably already last year. We were going to stay there on the way back. Hmm. And it was just like, nah. So we just kind of drove through.
Dude,
I was like, this
Appalachian
is a weird town.
Horror is like actually fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The folklore around here.
Yeah. Especially, the trail. People get murdered on there all the time shit.
Yeah. And then it's like unexplainable things. There's like, it's kind of a bit of a rabbit hole to go down. But you know about the whole, if you look at a map, people who just disappear off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
That same map weirdly aligns.
Like, is the Appalachian
Trail. Is the identical map of the cave system.
Cave system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's like, actually, I'm going to pull up a picture.
Pull up the map.
Not that you're going to see it on the podcast, but
that's wild.
That's like one of the scariest things, because it's like a mix of like, is it something fucking scary, or is it just like,
people
the earth is scary.
Fucking,
don't go outside at night.
I want to go in the tunnels.
Know, it's a combination.
Thousands of people going into it. Like,
that's
really
when, like, you
that's
start getting
how many
like,
people.
The folklore of like Wendigos and like
the squonk,
the wampuses.
Are you familiar with the squonk?
What's a squonk?
It's like Pennsylvania's cryptid.
We have a few,
but it's real dumb. It's like it cries a lot. And it's like covered in moles, and it hates its appearance.
It's
and like if you capture it, it like
it's just like
turns into tears.
Oh, those poor things! Just
yeah,
been,
this
thing
this is
been
wild.
Bullied
though,
into its horrible existence.
A fucking loser!
I read this one. I have this book.
Got the Jersey Devil next door, and then you got our fucking
squonky.
It's like something out of Rick and Morty. It's just a fucking
really,
little.
It is
Adventure Time creature.
I don't want to cut you off, but also you were saying about caves and stuff.
Oh,
you know the tunnel system in Lancaster?
Yeah.
There's like different parts of it.
I never knew there was one.
Dude, yeah, it's weird. Like, I mean, there's all like different rumors and shit. I don't know if 100% of what I know is like factual and like where it is, but I know there's an entrance under 551 for sure, because I've talked to the owner about it. I was like, let me go down there. And they're like, no, it's just like a straight drop. And they don't really know exactly how deep it is. But a friend of mine over on off King Street a while ago told me a story about how he was in his basement. And they heard gunshots. And he was like, I don't understand where these are coming from. It's like on the other side of my basement wall. So they like called the cops or whatever. And they're like where you live, there's on the other side of your basement wall is like one of the tunnels.
Whoa.
So they were like, someone was in one of the tunnels like shooting a gun. Jesus.
That's crazy.
And then me and my buddy Veto were like, let's go down there with like headlamps and fucking guns and shit. And go like explore. And then we were talking to these other guys. You guys know Obsidian Studios? I had them on the podcast. They have run a videography company off Harrisburg Pike. Really cool shit. Check them out. But they do like really cool urban like abandoned exploration and all that kind of shit. And they're both, at least the one dude was in the military. So they're all like kitted out, and they go out. And we were talking about potentially going out, doing a little exploration of the tunnel. But I'm definitely like strapped to the fucking gills though, because like I don't know, there's nothing good down there, you know.
No. What are they, what's it called? Obsidian Studios.
Yeah, Obsidian. It's like Obsidian Videography or something like that. I'll show it to you. But they have a really great warehouse off Harrisburg Pike. It's like a, I don't want to say for sure. I think it's more than 1,000 square feet. I'm not sure. But they have like drop walls and really cool set. I think it's like $150 an hour, which is like super affordable when you think about what they offer.
Yo,
it's just a commercial for their video.
It's a super abrupt switch, but
yeah, we gotta wrap this up soon.
What's the last horror movie to like scare you or like fuck you up?
Ooh,
that goes for everybody.
That's a good question.
What y'all thinking?
I don't know. I'll have to think about that. I know the last one I saw, I texted you about it, was that the, or I watched the Pope's Exorcist.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of like, it wasn't really scary, but it was a cool movie. And then I was asking you questions about fucking
contortionists.
Yeah, it was fucking random as shit. I don't know. Last scary movie I saw that really freaked me out. I don't really watch a lot of horror movies.
I think the last, like, good movie, good horror movie that's new, I don't know when it came out, I think 2018, it was pretty under the radar. I don't know which one you're talking about. And it wasn't a big budget. It was really, like, it was an indie film.
Yeah.
It's called Caveat.
Irish movie.
Caveat.
And have you ever seen the creepy-looking, it's like a squirrel doll. It's got the bangers.
The jackrabbit.
I've seen it online.
I've seen like a Instagram little monkey with
the... Well, it's from the movie, and I kept seeing that little fucking creepy thing, and I was like, it's from this. Yeah. Fucking amazing.
That movie.
Amazing.
Check it out.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not long. It's pretty short.
Yeah, that probably had one of the scariest fucking creepy scenes. Dude. Yeah.
So...
I won't describe it, because...
Anxious.
You kind of just have to see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's that one
there's
scene
like
with the...
There's like one jump scare, and it's not even a jump scare. It's more of like a...
It's just dreadful.
Oh, fuck, that movie's so good, dude.
Yeah, we watched it one night. In our little basement studio set up with no lights, completely like the room is if like there's no sunlight in that room. There's like none.
Right.
So it's like middle of the night. We're watching this shit. Big old speakers, big old sub, and it's just dead silent some scenes and pitch black.
Nice.
Yeah. And then it was just an awesome experience.
Yeah.
It was great.
I think like the last like horror movie I watched, it wasn't really scary, it was just gross. It was the Terrifier.
That's a funny movie.
Or whatever.
So fun.
I heard, like, I was like, yo, low budget movie, did really well. Everyone's saying it's really shocking or whatever. I was like, all right, I'll check it out. And, like, it wasn't really scary to me, but I'm not, like, the gore shit is just kind of, I'm like, all right, like, it's, okay. You're fucking.
See, I like it all. I like all types of horror movies.
Yeah. But, what about you, I guess? What was your scary joint?
E.T.
Between E.T. and Lights Out.
That's crazy that E.T. and Lights Out are on the same
Lights Out
level for
you. What about E.T. scary?
He fucking hates aliens.
When I was a kid, I hated aliens and I was afraid of the dark. So Lights Out kind of brought back that fear of the dark when it first came out. It doesn't scare me anymore, but when I first saw it, it was like,
that was a good one.
That was cool.
But then like when I was a kid, man, E.T., like I hate aliens even today. Like I like when I get
They're real now.
Yeah, it's horrifying. Dude. What's that called? Sleep paralysis.
Sleep paralysis.
I have had sleep paralysis of when I wake up and there's these aliens of all different shapes and sizes with these long black eyes. Like, that's what scares me.
Yeah.
And so, like, even today when I watch E.T., I still get a little thing like in here where it's like, oh my God, because as a kid, I used to have sleep paralysis. And when I'd wake up, E.T. would be just like standing there over my bed, and I'm like, oh my God. And like, I even used to hear like that ringing he had in his heart in the movie. I used to hear that like from my closet as a kid. Shit. Like, it was like, I went through some shit as a kid with that. And so, like, it kind of, it doesn't really scare me now.
Right, right.
But it's still like,
brings that feeling.
It brings it back.
Yeah.
Even when I watch it today, and it's like, I remember what I felt, and it's still like, like when I hear the heart ringing and stuff, I'm like, I remember that. I remember, like, sometimes, like, I used to hear his breathing.
Fuck that, dude. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, now like, I'm thinking of E.T. as like a,
it's
like,
weird,
from
man.
That perspective.
Yeah. Horror.
Yeah. Like, I literally. And it would just be his blank face looking at me. Not him smiling or tilting his head. It's just
Mr. T.
Looking at me with these big eyes, and I'm like, this dude's gonna kill me, you know?
Yeah.
And it just kind of traveled over in the now, and I hate aliens as a whole. I totally think they are real, and there's a whole other existence out there in space.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I think it's scary. I think they, like, if one of them just, like, walked to the door right now, I'd be paralyzed in fear.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't be able to do nothing. I'd be like, oh, my God, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I am with Reagan from The Exorcist. Because there was a this is fucking stupid. I was a dumb kid.
Yeah, like, but we were just skip over the app. Like,
yes, there was an app on YouTube. The Google Play Store, and on my fucking tiny phone, her face was it was like,
that's the name of the person.
Yeah, the girl, the little girl.
Yeah,
and her face. Let me find the picture. It still scares me. I'm like, it was like, I see it. And I'm not scared of it.
Way
back,
you probably remember this. Like back when people would just send you jump scare videos.
Yeah, that game, like the little thing. Yeah,
it was that.
Yeah, right.
We used to sit and like try to watch them without jumping, but then like, you know, you're fucking stupid kids. You're like,
used to make me cry as a kid.
Dude, I remember the one time you jumped or you screamed, we were watching it, and I kicked my computer so hard. I thought I like broke a toe.
I kicked your computer.
Someone kicked me.
It was the girl. It was the ring girl. Remember the chair was rocking back
and
forth?
Freaked
no, that was Reagan. She comes at the.
Oh, yeah. Dude. She crawls, and I kicked your computer. Yeah,
that still gives me like
those jump scares like, back then. Like when we were used to stuff like that on the internet. It was the scariest shit, dude.
Yeah.
We can wrap it up, but that actually made me think. Scariest thing to bother me recently, analog horror. I don't know if you know anything about that.
I'm not
that's what's like that? It's like
analog
horror. It's like a genre title. Okay. I don't know. But if you just like look up like good analog horror, you could probably find some good YouTube ones. But it's like it's kind of like the next evolution of like found footage, in my opinion. You know,
yeah.
It's like found footage kind of like, oh, it's real, you know, that's the illusion.
Right.
Analog horror is like, oh, it's real, but it's like VHS tapes from like a previous era.
Like, does that kind of also coincide with like the liminal space stuff and like all that shit or no? Because I went down a rabbit hole recently that was like
there's times
exploring
that it
the horror.
Like, I know a few that it does blend, but there's like one of my favorite analog horror pieces was probably Local 58.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, but it was like a local news channel.
Yeah,
that at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. or something like that would run like government test reels.
Yeah.
Or like sometimes they would pop up and it would be like in the 80s or 90s or something, late at night, 10:30, something like that. All of a sudden it would change from the Weather Channel to a national emergency.
Yeah.
But it was like a really obscure one and where it was like, all life has been conquered. Go outside, lay on the front lawn, and wait for it to be over. It was just
or it was like, it's like kill yourself.
Yeah, it's like genuinely alarming.
The one just
like,
one
oh,
was
spooky. It's like, oh, I'm watching this, and I'm highly distressed.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's like so real feeling. Yeah. You know, it's like old footage that would come on after like the Weather Channel turns off at like, I don't know, midnight or something on local channels.
Yeah.
And then this fucking national emergency would come on, and it's like something Lovecraftian.
Well, the worst one was a broadcast saying that we were being invaded and to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Like, find the nearest gun and shoot yourself. Yeah, it was fucking like, creepy.
Serve your country one last time. It was like, that is,
damn,
that's dark and like, it was scary. Because it looked like a, it was like Reagan was signing off on the end, or it was like some, you know, some president.
Oh,
era,
I
was like, Reagan? Signing off at the end. It was like Nixon or something like that. And it was like, like low quality footage that feels like, some fucking thing, you know, like you remember when I think it was Hawaii when they got those missile crisis alarms and everyone thought they were real.
It was
like, imagine that, but like with a slight like twist to it.
Yeah,
and
that's terrifying.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah,
like that's what I'm saying. Like, watch one of those late at night when you're sitting in a room alone, and you'll be shaky legged walking up
the
stairs
going
to bed. Yeah,
I'll check it out.
I love that.
Yo, I gotta wrap this up. Fucking happy Halloween. Thanks for coming on. Fear Space Volume 2.
Thank you for having us.
You guys wanna plug anything? I know you guys make music and stuff. You got anything coming out soon or any of that good shit?
Just look out for shows.
Yeah, look out for shows. We got Face of Death 3 coming. Ooh, get to announce it for real. Third EP's coming out.
Social media.
Can't say when.
Limo Space Records.
It will come soon. Maybe some features just on the side to keep people, paying attention.
What are the Limo Space Records is like the same on every social media.
Yeah.
_ Natural Born Killers.
NBK to LSR.
Cool.
Yeah.
Always find Natural Born Killers.
And they all link to each other.
Yep.
Yep. Awesome.
Well, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
It's fun as hell.
It's great.
Spooky outro. Ooh. Boo.
Reagan. Ah. Boo. Put it on the screen.
Yeah.